Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it could be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates. Everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making 6 and 7 figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
Do you foresee a rate cut happening in September?
Let's go.
This is not the purview of my crystal ball. But I will say, I'm going to get clipped this up. I'm going to give you something to be wrong, I'm wrong about. I'm going to say yes. Got to feed the streets one way or another, right? I'm going to say yes. We will need a rate cut at some point. I don't have any intel what Powell. Oh, to all the Democrats, none of anything that I said is reflective of how I feel about Nancy Pelosi and Janet Yellen. I know y'all not going to let me in the building, but them two little doors, let me walk through. Please. But yeah, I think hopefully one rate cut will come in September. It will be the one for the year if we do it, but I hope so.
You think one for the year?
I don't see how they do more because I don't think they can push us back down to 2% after 14, 15 years of quantitative easing. And I think if they were going to push us towards that rate level, we would have been there already. The average home mortgage is what, 7% now?
Well, Fed Powell spoke last week, so the inflation number has gone down slightly. CPI has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the CME, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, who tracks this, Ian, you are in, you're in the green here. They said that there's a 95% chance that there will be a rate cut in September.
Bravo. Bravo. Y'all clipped that part up too, CME, Chicago.
They
I hope so. We need...
Okay.
No, and if Biden wanted any chance to win, he better call Chicago and make sure that the number's right.
And then have one in November, and hopefully, if you're still there, get one in December.
Right, you gotta call the moving company.
Right into the Christmas rally. We need it.
Yeah.
All right. Hit the like button and share. So analyst Tom Lee has predicted the S&P 500 will reach 15,000 by 2030. So that would be like almost triple from where it is now.
Yeah.
In a relatively short period of time, 2030 is not that far away, mm-hmm. 6 years.
That's crazy.
So is that even realistic that the S&P 500 is going to increase triple in 3 years? I mean, 4 years? 6 years? 6 years?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I love Tom. I know some people don't like him because he's always super bullish. But the thing that he does get right is better to be bullish on the market long term. Because if you look at a graph of how often we're positive versus negative, I think we're 78% of the time we're to the up. I don't know for a triple, but I can see us doubling, especially if they start moving some of these bum ass companies out of the way Walgreens got kicked out. If the SPY does some reshuffling and put some better companies in there and replace the ones that are laggards or value driven companies, I definitely can see us doubling by 2030. Tripling will be tough. We have to go. And then in order for that to happen, we will need to get back to 2%, 3% interest rate across the board. And I don't know if we'll have that many cuts, but if we get down to 2-3% and they reshuffle some of the companies that are in there, we could triple, but I don't see us getting that many rate cuts in our favor. I really don't. But the biggest lesson is to stay long in the market no matter what.
Well, it's also Kaspiga's hyperinflation, which...
That's true.
So if the theory that the market is rigged is true, then it would be like, okay, you know, previously 7% average S&P 500, that's not going to do it if inflation is higher than that. So you would have to get double digit return. And rule of 72 is that if you get 7.2% on your investment for a 10-year period of time, then that doubles your investment. So now if the new 7.2 is 14% or 20%, right? Now mm-hmm. you're going to start to see a higher increase. While money is getting devalued, you need higher rates of return to actually keep up with inflation. The regular 7% is not going to cut it anymore. So that's something to consider.
That's a great point. I never thought about that. That's a great point.
Yeah. And at that number, what does that put the NASDAQ? What does that put the Dow?
NASDAQ will go ballistic. If the SPY triples, then that's a quintupling for NASDAQ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold for the long term.
Yeah. Hold no matter what. But Rashad, that's a great point about the inflation point for sure.
Yeah. Something to think about. Something to consider.
Mm-hmm.